Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
That was the fashion of ever eating anything, I think. Yep. 8:13 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Sammy Hagar's coming. Sammy Hagar in the circle. To the sound.
Yeah.
Sound. Listen, your two major venues for concerts are going to be the Sound and the Hard Rock. That's it. Every once in a while, you'll get some rappers at Sundome. You'll get a bigger arena type thing at Amalie Arena, but the two major venues for concerts are the Sound and the Hard Rock. That's it.
Which, by the way, I got to tell your son about a show that's coming to Amalie. Does he know? Does he already know? It's a show that he went and saw.
Suicide Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you believe they're going to be in Amalie Arena?
Yeah, considering I didn't know who they were.
Exactly.
Before we bought the first ticket.
Crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't. Thankfully, he's like, yeah, I already saw them.
Yeah.
Good. You didn't get my jeans where I got to go fly in two different cities to see Pearl Jam this summer.
When is that happening?
I don't know. September, I think.
Yeah.
I started looking it up the other day because I got to buy plane tickets and the whole deal and get ready to go now because it's going to creep up on me. You know?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, totally. The fact that it's already June.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude, can I ask you a dumb question?
Sure.
When is the next cruise?
Next year.
April.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, April 2024.
All right.
Oh, you're looking for a more specific answer than next year? Gotcha.
Is that what you said, next year?
Next
I just ignore
year.
You. Mm. Yeah, I couldn't remember the date of, because we moved them around. Sometimes they were in the fall. Sometimes they were in the beginning of the year.
Spring break.
I got to tell you, I like the spring ones.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Why?
Because, well, when we went in the summer, we'd always like go in October, September, like around your birthday type thing.
Yeah.
But that's still hurricane season. So remember a few years ago, like we weren't able to get off the boat because of the waves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always just that concern of hopefully everything
will go. Hopefully we don't die.
Yeah. Or at least during spring break.
Better weather.
Yeah, better weather, and people are in that spring break mode, you know?
Yeah, I have so many. I have a cruise coming up in July, short one. Then I have a possible cruise in like early September, and then I have Bert's cruise, I think, in late September. Woo! I have too many cruises.
That's
this
all
year.
This year. Oh, man.
So many cruises.
So my wife and I, we've taken a lot of cruises together through the radio station, but also through our personal life. We've cruised to Europe before. We've done a lot of cruising. I prefer it because I like to maximize the amount of things we could see, and I don't like to keep getting on a plane and getting off a plane. And, you know, when you go to France and you got to fly over to London, and it's easier if you just cruise around, see three cities in Italy in a week, you know. That's fun for us, especially when you have little kids because they got things for kids to do on the cruise. So now our kids aren't so little anymore, and we got an offer for a cruise a couple of months ago, and it was basically, you know, almost a free cruise at a mega upgrade at the top, and she's like, let's just go without the kids, and I went, I'm totally done. We haven't done that in years, so we're doing that. Now it's coming up. It's next month. It'll be the end of the month in July, I believe. Then her mother turns 80 this year, and they want to do maybe a cruise for her mother for the – I was like, yeah, that makes sense. That'd be cool. Then Bert's fully loaded cruise is coming up, so it's just a lot of cruising. That's gonna be a fun next couple of 6 months around at the end of this year.
Is the lineup set for Bert's cruise as far as who's going? Or
I think, let me look it up. Can I look it up real quick?
Yeah.
I think so. Like, I know it's already set up, but I don't know really what's going. Like, will I see Bert on the cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean that I see him, but, like, will I get access to him, like, his longest
friendship? He's the whole boat, right? Like, it's he's just the whole boat. The thing, yeah.
Okay. You want to hear the lineup?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bert Kreischer's fully loaded cruise at sea, October 27th to the 31st. That is going to the Great Stirrup Cay and the Bahamas. And that has, so Whitney Cummings, who I have no relationship whatsoever. I literally stood next to her 10 times this weekend, didn't even so much as go, hey, Whitney, how you doing? Have no relationship with her. Mark Norman, who I'm friends with. Felipe Esparza, I'm friends with. Jim Norton, I'm friends with. Miss Pat, I'm friends with. Big J, I'm friends with. All right, so far, so good. Yeah,
for real.
I don't know Sean Patton. I do know the Are You Garbage guys.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know Sheng Wang, but I really feel like I'm going to like him.
Yeah, he's not
anytime
bad.
I can look at a guy and go, Wang!
I can tell you that I saw a couple of his clips that made me laugh. But
Sheng Wang?
Yeah, I have not seen his whole stand-up stuff, but I've seen a couple of his clips and it made me laugh.
Pete Lee has never been on the show, but I know all my friends love him. And I do not know Catherine Blanford, but you know, she's on this cruise. She can't be so bad. So that is going to be great. And
are you the more special guests? Is that you?
I mean, I don't really want to talk about it.
Yep. I know exactly who she is. She opened for David Spade whenever David Spade was here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. She was the one that I was going, what is going on?
Oh, no.
Oh, it was awful.
Stand by for Kate Blanchard.
She's attractive.
Yeah.
But she looks like Claire Danes, doesn't she?
A little bit, yeah.
But yeah.
Which I'm not mad at.
It was not good. But out of all of those people, you know, there's like one person that we're like, yeah, they're not that funny. Yeah.
I just checked my schedule. I am free those days.
Do I go?
Yeah.
Are you the special guest?
No.
Oh.
Gio, I mean,
I have those days open.
Yeah.
So you're not doing Oktoberfest then?
No,
oh, no, that's Oktoberfest is September.
Not a chance.
It's September.
Yeah, okay, September.
You're out. Yeah. You're out.
No.
Do you good? Oh,
you
good?
You know I'm in.
Me, you, and Mike Allstock.
Hey, guy who's saying I'm out, I was asking a question.
I don't like the way you ask it. You're asking it in a very condescending, accusatory way.
Yes.
I said, so are you not going to Oktoberfest because you have two Pearl
you
Jam
You have
shows?
Several times oh, said yeah. It never happened. Yeah. It'll never happen.
It's not happening.
Hold on. I got to make my list.
Yeah, go ahead, make it.
No longer going.
You'll remember.
Joe?
Yeah, I'm in, Michael.
Thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm. So I could always rely on Joe and Gio. Right.
We're looking at four cruises.
Cheap Leaps. And,
four cruises, three Pearl Jams, Burt
and a Partridge in a Pear Tree.
Our cruise.
You're going to be dead by July.
Next
Oktoberfest.
So seriously, all joking aside, you have this cruise in October, at the end of October, and then you're going to fly from that port to Oktoberfest?
No, Oktoberfest starts in September. Yeah. It's September 16th through October 3rd. So when do your Pearl Jam dates? When are your Pearl Jam dates?
Second. Mm-hmm. Look this up there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Germany in September.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're not doing this to help me. I feel like you're doing
no,
this to
we're
hurt me.
Definitely.
Listen, I'm open to all
I'm just asking because keeps on stuff that pops up in September, and I was like, oh, well, if it's September 16th to October 3rd,
September
your
18th.
Birthday, yeah. Your birthday, but then, what are the dates?
September 18th and 19th in Austin.
Okay. Yeah. And then so that's, what are the other ones you're going to?
And then the other one is in Chicago at the United Center, and that is September 5th and the 7th. So
you're at beginning of September, then while October is going
I'll probably leave
on.
From Chicago and go straight to
Germany.
Straight to Germany.
Okay.
All right.
Get there early.
So that's Chicago is when?
Chicago is the 5th and the 7th of September.
No, you would leave from Austin and go straight
right.
to
that's
Germany.
What I meant. That's what I meant.
Which is the 17th and 18th?
Oh, Carmen's out.
17th and 18th?
18, 19th.
Yeah.
I need extra paper.
18, 19th? Yeah. All right.
So you guys got all this?
No.
So then you fly over. So let's just say you get there on the 20th and the 21st, whatever. So then you'll still have a whole week of Oktoberfest.
Right. Oh, see? Oh. Thank you, Galvin.
And now, when is your first cruise with your wife?
September sometime.
July. The end of July.
The end of
July. July what? No. I need dates.
Yeah, we're taking down dates because we're building best ofs.
Well, we're going to also get some fill-in homes. Yeah. Because this is a lot of time off.
Oh, now you're keeping track of my time off. Is that how it goes? 100%.
She's in charge of leisure and activities, like, time off.
I have to do this.
That's her. You gave her that responsibility.
I didn't know. Yes, you did.
You did. 100%.
So your cruise with your wife is end of July. What are the dates?
I don't know.
Well, you need to know.
You'll find out the day before.
I know.
And then Spanish will go, we should be live.
Yes. Yeah, we should.
Come back
early. Should be live.
Yeah. You should be live.
Yeah.
Just you.
I'll do it.
Clank your chains together.
I'll do it. I'll buy another chain just for the occasion.
What day of the week is August 31st?
That is...
Of this year?
Yeah.
That is a Thursday.
Just check.
You said the 31st.
Yeah.
Thursday, the 31st.
What's that?
Nothing. That is August.
Nothing.
He was looking for another Pearl Jam date.
Yeah.
Just mind your own business.
This is my business. When you're off, that is my business. Spanish just explained that to you.
Leisures and activities.
I saw a photo, like one of the rock picture accounts or something on Twitter, and it was a photo of Eddie Vedder with what's his name from Pink Floyd, Roger Waters.
Yeah,
and I just went canceled. Nazi.
Yeah.
Oh man, people do not like Roger Waters.
No.
He is very anti-Semitic.
He can have a Nazi uniform and not be a Nazi, he said. So don't worry, everybody.
Do you know they're investigating him for his outfit that he wears on stage because it's so Nazi lookalike?
Oopsie.
Well, he's been very anti-Semitic in his comments as well.
Oh yeah.
Joe knows how that is.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Joe's got a bunch of those.
No, I don't.
Costumes at home.
I have never seen Joe with a Nazi costume.
That's a lie. Really,
have you ever seen a poster?
That's not true, but I have seen him be very racist.
Yeah.
Not you, Joe. Not you. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yeah. No.
Joe specifically,
No.
Yeah.
Joe is a filmmaker, as you know, as a video guy. And he has...
He does have some
posters from blaxploitation era movies. Yeah. Not ones that he created.
No.
And that's the only thing I've ever seen.
Frame them and hang them.
Yeah.
No, he hung it in the bathroom.
Around the house.
Yeah. Does that make it better?
Where it belongs.
Listen, it was made by black filmmakers. It was during the time...
And Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production.
That's correct. It's not like he had underground anti-black... I mean,
but why are you
one is a legend. The legend of N-Word Charlie.
Yeah,
look it up.
I don't believe Metro or Goldwyn were black.
Certainly not Mayer. Yeah. If you look at it in the in Joe's... his poster, you'll see that it is... It is in his bathroom, in his garage, and racist. Yeah.
Well,
used to be hanging prominently in the living room, but Ian Beckles came over one day, and Joe moved it.
Oh. So he knows. He knows that it's racist, but doesn't get rid of it.
True. Yeah.
Just hides it.
He waited for Ian Beckles to come over and then grabbed it and was holding it and walking out going, oh, sorry about that. And then
that's
that's 100% fact.
I mean, that's kind of proof.
That's a true story.
Surprise you let Ian in.
And by the way, with painter's tape, I masked over the offensive word.
Oh, good.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't trying to accentuate it.
He was trying to celebrate it.
And then you just take it off? You take the tape off every day?
No, the tape has never been removed, Carmen.
Well, did you cover it or did you underline it?
I did not underline it.
Did you put tape over the Nazi medals on your uniform? I mean, costumes?
Next time you say the N-word, we'll just beep it out.
Okay.
We'll put tape over it.
I appreciate that.
I will say, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, never heard Joe say the N-word. Unless he was reading the poster.
Out of your mind.
I don't live with him. I don't live with him.
He shouts it from the rooftop.
No.
See, it's like your camera.
He gets on the roof, and sometimes at night before the moon sets.
The only way he can climax.
He's like a racist wolf, is what you're saying?
Instead of, full moon. He gets up there, and it's just wild.
You should stop saying lies about me. Why are you putting that out there?
This is far too much fun.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable.
What's his name? Hobbs says he's not going to come over in the garage anymore.
He's got a racist garage.
you still got strangers coming over your house for hugs and stuff?
No.
That's why you wouldn't let Spike over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Spike ruined it. I said, you can come over to my house. And
Did you hear that, everybody?
Let's go.
Oh, and now he's mocking black people.
Yeah.
No,
wow.
That's not
canceled.
Why did Spike ruin it? Because of the color of his skin?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Because he was offended. offended.
Yeah, they all sound like that.
You know. Did you or did you? Or
I am no longer participating in this conversation.
Oh, I got a question for you.
Yeah. All right.
What is his Zoe update?
Oh, man. I
haven't seen her in a while.
How long's a while?
What's a while?
How long's a while? Be honest before Spanish yells, give him the fools.
Okay. 2 months.
I'm not allowed to give the fools anymore.
What do you mean?
He,
you got a
Joe
speech?
Got mad at me the last time.
You were being a dick.
No.
I was not.
Yes,
not true.
Were.
No.
Yeah. I can. And
thank
I'm,
you, Carmen.
I'm only defending Spanish on this one because I actually went back and listened to the audio because Spanish was like, I feel bad. Did I say something wrong?
Yes.
And also, no. All Spanish said was the foals.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
and you know I don't lie on this show. So if Michael asked me a question.
All the time. You just said you weren't racist.
That's not a lie.
But literally, all Spanish said was the foals. And Joe, you spilled the tea on yourself.
No, yeah. Listen, he's looking right at Michael. He's making the face. He's going, giving the foals.
Joe is very upset.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk to me for days.
He got very quiet.
Literally, that's the same as Mike saying, are you going to tell us or do you want me to say it? And then we tell on ourselves. That'd be like if we get mad at him.
I'm tricky. You know, what do you want from me?
But you told on yourself.
You did, but I can't give you the fools anymore, Michael, because Joe gets all butthurt and won't talk to you.
Miserable home life.
You're really going down. You're going down
really
a dangerous
makes
path.
Good
here.
For the show.
Yeah. You're going down
you're
a bad path.
You're a dangerous path.
You okay?
Liar, racist.
Yeah.
I mean,
what else?
I don't know if we should be associated. Philanderer.
That's right. Philanderer. Wait a minute.
Freeloading grifter.
Yeah, right.
Cheap leaps.
Cheap leaps.
Don't let them treat you this way.
I won't, Michael. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to let it bother me.
Poor Joe. He's just a guy trying to be a video guy.
Yeah,
and you guys bring
Joe.
Him down.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why would you bring me down?
All right. Listen to me. Yes, Carmen.
I was going to say the video guy, even though you had to ask a camera guy to help you with your video when he was over at your house the other day.
She is relentless.
Wow.
I mean, she is honestly, what
did he do to you?
I didn't do anything to you.
It's not about you. I'm just saying Mike likes to skate over facts. Yeah. When skates, he's the
like
one.
Skate over facts.
He's a skater. Yeah.
Mike,
she said it.
Mike's a skater.
I don't like any of you except for Michael.
Thank you, Joseph.
What do we know?
You didn't do anything right now. You didn't do anything right.
He's the one who has a camera guy right in front of you to help with video.
You suck.
You don't think that's
that?
offensive? You don't think he offended you?
I didn't ask him to help with the video. I asked him to relocate my video camera.
Right. So that's helping with video.
That was for the podcast. Joe does not. His work does not extend to the podcast.
I'm sorry. Does he set up the camera when there's a podcast? Does he have to move the camera?
No. He unplugs one plug and plugs in a new one.
Of what?
The camera.
Yes, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Joe, I'm still on your side, Joe.
Lawyer.
Thank you, Michael.
Lawyer,
Everyone
and then
else
canceled. Stopped.
Not you, Galvin, not today.
Hey, Joe, you want to go on the cruise, the Birch Cruise?
Yes, I do.
Me, you, and Gio, and Zoe?
I'm open.
No, I'm free those days.
Are you?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right.
Start your GoFundMe.
I don't really know what the situation is
with
on
what?
That thing.
For
with
what?
The cruise.
Which one?
No, with Birch Cruise.
Oh. You're just going, right?
Like, are they just hanging out like we do on our cruise?
They do comedy shows all the time, and they do podcasts and all of this stuff. And I'm not doing a podcast without my number one best friend, Bobby Kelly, and I don't think he's going on the cruise. So I don't really know what's going on.
If Bert
so, are
asked
you saying you're not going, or
no? I'm going, but like, I don't know if I'm going there just to party. I don't know if I'm going to be in some sort of, I've asked Bert, I said, if you need me to MC something, I'm willing to do it. You know what I mean? Or am I just going there to drink and have a good time?
You're more special guests.
Yeah.
It says on the sheet.
I don't know.
If Bert asked you to do a podcast with him, you wouldn't do it.
No, like if he asked me to sit in on a podcast, sure. Because I don't think Tom's going. And if he was doing a Two Bears with a special guest, sure, I'd be a bear.
Okay.
I'd bear out for
him.
But
you're going to be gone for, so I guess we're not doing like a Halloween gig.
No, he's
going to
be gone.
Thing, whatever.
You know. I'm not. You guys feel free.
No, I'm saying like band and stuff.
Yeah,
the
I'm
band.
Taking money out of my pocket.
Listen, we got other issues in the band. We start booking new gigs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't even go on this cruise. There's a waiting list.
Oh,
I'm already on the cruise.
Yeah, I'm saying like general people. It's sold out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not trying to sell tickets right now. I'm just trying to say that.
I was trying to put my name in for that. You know, make sure they get me on the list.
I mean, it's good to know, Joe. You're the first person to let me know that you have interest in going.
Yeah. I told you when you first said I wanted to go.
No.
Even Joseph.
Oh, you're going to believe the racist?
Go ahead.
There, I don't know any. There's only one racist in this room, and I won't say
who it is. You don't have to. You won't look at him either.
Not Joe. Mm-hmm.
All I said was, I'm free those days.
Thank you. You're the one who let me know.
We're all free those days.
Also, the, also the racist.
Right.
Yeah.
Third in line.
I would love to go.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course he wants to go back to Germany.
Yeah.
You know why.
The motherland.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Carmen.
I had a great time.
We know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give him a week's notice so he can shave his head again.
I'm taking Chad on the cruise.
Which one?
The eyebrows cruise.
Cruise three or
the one with me and my wife?
You're going on four cruises.
The one with your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law. Look what I brought for you.
That perfect.
Have him pop out of a cake.
Yeah.
Do you like tea?
Yeah. All right. I don't know what's going on in the show. We've completely lost control. I do have a question. If Galvin's not eating, does it mean there's another waffle available?
Yes, Michael.
Take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some stuff to give away. We'll play a little game when we come back. How do you like that? I'm not going to tell you what it is. Oh. Surprise you. Well, I'll tell you what it is.
Okay. Surprise us, too.
Surprise myself. It is summer break, and having fun outdoors means what? That means your dumb kids and your animals and all that. They're tracking more dirt back into your home. That's why you need to call the people that I call, the only ones I trust, to come in here and do the cleaning, and that is Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. They keep my house insanely clean, and right now they're having, get this, a sizzling summer special. You get 15% off all cleaning services. That's carpet, rugs, upholstery, air ducts, even that white chair in your living room that you've been spilling crumbs on for months. They'll come in there and they'll clean it all for 15% off when you mention me, Mike Calta. It is happening this month only. When you mention me online, you'll go and you'll get 15% off your next service. You can use promo code SUMMERSALE when scheduling online at ZeroResTampaBay.com, or you can call them at 813-375-9960. Said I heard Mike Calta talking about it. I'd like to have my summer cleaning done and get 15% off of everything. You could do it right now, 813-375-9960, or easily schedule online at ZeroResTampaBay.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward. It is the right way to clean. We'll take a quick break. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. 102.5 Tampa Bay's home for real, raw